To the Manor Born by Peter Spence. Starring Penelope Keith, Keith Barron, and Angela Thorne. A Wife's Prerogative.
Come along in, my dear. It is lovely to see you.
So I hope I'm not disturbing you, Mrs. Pooh.
Disturbing what? Nothing happens here. You come right along in, Audrey, and I will get somebody to make us some tea.
That would be lovely.
After you.
Thank you.
Oh, glory! What on earth?
Something wrong, my dear?
This room. What have you done to it?
Me, nothing. It is Bedridge. He has suddenly developed this craze for modern art and design.
I can see. How could he have done this to what used to be such a lovely room?
Oh, you soon get used to it. All these incomprehensible pictures and sculptures.
To say nothing of the furniture. What's happened to the Stubbs painting above the fireplace?
He has replaced it with that one.
Ugh, how frightful. Looks like something out of a medical journal.
Bacon?
Well, the Meat Trade Gazette, then.
Francis Bacon, the artist.
And where's the French escritoire, which used to be here?
Too old for the room. And second-hand, of course.
Oh, of course. It was 300 years old.
I think he said it belonged to somebody called Louis Carthorse or something.
Louis Quatorze.
Whatever. Didn't fit in with the decor, so he dumped it in the cellar with the rest of the stuff.
So it's not just the statue, then?
What is not?
Richard's sudden infatuation with modern art.
Ah, you mean that new statue out there in the forecourt?
Yes. What is it?
It is supposed to be a woman, I think.
A woman? Looks more like a lump of cheese.
He says it is more the feeling of womanhood.
Well, if I felt like that, I wouldn't get out of bed in the morning. Not that it would matter, because if I looked like that, I certainly wouldn't want to go out.
I agree. But at least it is outside. I don't have to look at it all day.
No, but I do. That monstrosity is right in my line of vision at the lodge. In fact, that's what I wanted to speak to Richard about.
I thought you would be on the warpath about something, but he is not here.
Oh, dear.
No, he is in London, trying to take his stores up market, silly boy.
And as a result of this promotion, Mademoiselle de Troyes, the name Cavendish will be almost synonymous with quality.
I see, Monsieur de Vere, and which of our cosmetics do you want to retail in your supermarket?
Oh, the entire Claudine de Troyes Petite range.
But you ask me to grant the franchise of our brand name to what is, en effet, no more than a country grocery.
Oh, it's not that at all, mademoiselle. It may be based in the country, but, well, it's a nationwide chain.
Ah, I shall have to satisfy myself of that.
I run it from my country state. You can check us out. It's in the West Country.
Where I have never been. But perhaps I shall have time on my way back to Paris at the end of the week.
You should be very welcome.
Then I shall come. My father believed one should establish close personal relations with the chairman of associated companies.
Excellent business practice.
No more calls, s'il vous plaît, until further notice. Yes, he was a great man, my father. Built up the Dutoit cosmetic empire from nothing in one generation. He was not unlike you, Monsieur de Vere.
I'm flattered.
His one wish for me was that I would one day meet a man like him. But alas, it was never to be. Until now, peut-être.
Mademoiselle, please, that's my hand you've got there.
Vraiment?
Do I take this as an indication that you might be looking favorably towards our having the Petite brand name?
We shall see. I shall have to get to know you better, Richard.
Mademoiselle, is this part of your normal negotiating procedure?
How you say, I like to separate the men from the boys.
Only in England, we try not to combine business with pleasure.
Something is troubling you, Monsieur de Vere? The thought of the little wife at home?
No. But I think you'll find that we English... Oh, yes, my wife, of course. Yes, oh, I'm a very happily married man.
I see.
No offense to you. You're very attractive, very beautiful. But I do have my wife to consider.
D'accord. One can tell so much about a man from his wife.
Oh, well, she swears by Patette, if that means anything. In fact, this was all her idea. Not this.
Ah, a woman after my own heart. I'm looking forward to meeting her this weekend. She must be quite something.
Yes, she is. Well, she will be. Nearly.
But you haven't got a wife.
Marjorie, I know. And Mademoiselle Dutroix is coming here.
Wherever did you get the idea you were married?
Well, for me, it seemed a good idea at the time. You see, she... Well, she propositioned me.
How old is she?
Oh, I don't know. What the French call a certain age. You know, when a woman is at her best.
I see. Gosh, how thrilling. What happened? Do tell.
Well, nothing.
Nothing?
Well, you see, the deal is still in the balance, and I could neither succumb to her advances nor risk offending her by rejecting them. So I took the only way out.
I see. That old one.
Yes, the happily married man bit. You know, the little wife, idyllic, happy home, all that sort of thing.
So, what are you going to do?
Well, I shall have to produce a wife. I said I would.
Oh, dear.
You know, someone who knows the place and the people and who won't put a foot wrong. So, well, you both qualify. So, I was wondering if...
You mean pretend to be your wife?
Exactly.
At the manor?
Yes.
For the whole weekend?
Well, she'll only be here one day. Now, what do you say, Audrey?
Certainly not. Apart from anything else, it would be dishonest.
Well, only what we'd call a standard business practice.
Why didn't you simply tell Mademoiselle Dutroix the truth?
If she discovered I lied to her about my private life, she's going to be very suspicious of everything else. My accounts, everything. Oh, she's a very highly principled lady.
Sounds it.
We're on the point of signing, and there's a lot of money at stake.
All right, I'll do it. Don't be silly, Marjorie. How do you think you'd ever get away with it?
Well, no problem, really. Mother's not there.
Where is she?
Well, I packed her off to London. She enjoys seeing her old friends. So you'd really do it, Marjorie?
Like a shot. I'd love to. For you.
Just a minute, Marjorie.
Gosh, it will be a tremendous lark. Will you want me to stay one night or two?
Marjorie.
I think two nights would be better. Don't you? Then I would really get into the skin of the part.
Marjorie, do stop rattling on. Richard cannot possibly have you as his wife.
I don't see why not. I mean, he asked me, didn't you?
Yes, and I can't tell you how grateful I am.
There you are, you see.
I'm sure I'll make it up to you in time.
Or even there and then. I can't wait.
Marjorie, do be sensible. What Richard needs is somebody who knows the house inside out, and the grounds, and all the rest of the estate, and the staff. You couldn't possibly do it.
Of course I could.
No, Marjorie. For one thing, you've never been married.
Well, what difference does that make?
It gives one authority. And another thing, you are not a Forbes Hamilton.
Nor is he. And the Frobishers have been here just as long as the Forbes Hamiltons, longer, in fact,
but not at the manor.
Please, please, girls, I don't want you falling out over me.
We're simply discussing our respective suitability for the job, Richard. Nothing to do with you.
Oh, sorry.
Of course, it goes without saying that I would be the more suitable. I mean, I have run the manor before.
There is that.
I think Richard should choose.
Oh, the judgment of Solomon. No, thank you. I wouldn't dare.
If I agreed to do it, would I have full rights and privileges as one in statu uxoria?
Well, if I knew what it meant, I could tell you.
It means my having all the rights of a wife.
Well, ish, you know, well, within reason. I mean, not all,
but most.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
Oh, squish.
And would I have that in writing? I mean, would you sign something to that effect?
I don't see why not.
I mean, let's make a standard business practice out of it. All right, I'll do it.
Oh, I'm tremendously grateful, Audrey. And to you as well, of course, Marjorie.
You don't want me, then?
Well, come to think of it, you know, you do look rather too young to be my wife.
Oh, do I? Gosh. Thank you.
No, I didn't mean...
I'm glad I'm not your wife. If the minute I agree to marry you, you're off flirting with other women.
Maybe I could be your daughter, Richard.
And mine. Forget it, Marjorie. You'll have plenty to do this weekend as it is.
Will I what?
Looking after Bertie for me. You can be me for this weekend.
Time for your sherry, madam.
Oh, excellent. Let's drink to our new partnership. You weren't listening at the door or anything, were you, Bravenshaw?
Oh, certainly not, madam. And, of course, you're quite right. The Forbes Hamiltons have been here much longer than the Frobishers.
Right. Bring the suitcases in, Bravenshaw.
Very good, madam. Seems like a long time since we've done this, madam.
Come along, buck up.
Sorry, madam. I was just savoring the moment.
There is no time for savoring moments. We've got a lot of work to do if we're going to make the manor presentable before Mr. Devere gets back for the weekend.
Oh, my giddy aunt.
Now, what are you gulping at?
That statue, madam.
Oh, that concrete blancmange. I was trying not to look.
It's even worse, close to. What's it supposed to be, anyway?
Apparently, it's what it feels like to be a woman.
Oh, poor madam. I had no idea. Allow me.
Well, here we are again.
That lovely smell of old age.
I beg your pardon?
The house, madam. This is déjà vu.
Déjà vu, Bravenshaw? You lived in this house for 40 years.
46, madam.
If you've got a feeling you've been here before, it's probably because you have.
I do realize that, madam. It's just that it doesn't seem to have changed at all.
Not the Great Hall, no. Mr. Devere has had the good sense to leave that as it was. I only wish he'd shown the same restraint in the drawing room. Come and have a look. Bring the cases.
Oh, my word. Oh, good gracious. Do I wake or dream? No, this can't be true.
I'm afraid it is, Ravindra. I did warn you.
I suppose this is what you call modern art.
Postmodern. Probably post-postmodern.
What's this picture supposed to be of?
I can't imagine. Probably what it feels like to be a lobster on a bicycle or something.
But to think he prefers that to the old stubs we used to have there.
That's down in the cellar, apparently. See if you can find it and we'll put it back.
Do you think we ought to?
Yes, and the rest. We have a duty to this house. It's part of Britain's heritage. We've got to stop him making it look like a hairdresser's salon. Right, let's have that suitcase open.
Right you are, madam.
For a start, we'll get some of these old Forbes Hamilton photographs around the place.
But they're all of you, madam.
Well, of course they are. I'm supposed to live here. Put that one over there. Yes, that one of me at Ascot.
Oh, look, it's the Queen.
Oh, so it is. She must have strayed into the picture. I don't know. Put it where she's sure to see it.
She? Is the Queen coming?
No. Mr. Devere's lady friend. Royalty always impresses the French. They start kicking themselves for what they did to theirs.
Here, madam.
Perfect. Oh, I'm beginning to feel at home again already.
Me too, madam.
Now, where's my list? Butcher, menus, place cards. Oh, get Mrs. Beecham to do the flower arrangements. Now, Brabinger, would you go and find Ned and tell him I want him, the building crew, and the gardeners to report to me before they finish tonight?
Very good, madam.
Then you can go into Marbury and call in at Mason's and the butcher's, and then you can go to Mr. Devere's wine cellar and bring up the best you can find, after which I want you to help me rearrange some of the furniture. Oh, and take my case up to the Chinese room on your way. Come along, Brabinger. Chop, chop. We've got a lot to do.
Yes. Déjà vu, definitely.
Oh. Here you are, Richard. Cutting it rather fine, aren't you?
Well, I got held up in London. So, is everything ready?
Yes.
But what's he doing here?
Ravenger, he's our butler. That will be all, Ravenger.
Very good, madam.
I told you not to tell anybody.
Ravenger isn't anybody. She's here to add a touch of class to the place. Heaven knows it needs it.
But I hope you're not going to spend the whole weekend criticizing.
Of course. I'm your wife. Goes with the job.
I would not have a critical wife. Supportive, yes.
But with appalling taste in decor and furnishings, apparently. So I hope you don't mind, but I've changed a few things around.
Just because they're not your taste?
No. Because Mademoiselle What's-Her-Name is going to think I'm responsible for them.
But can't you pretend? It's only a game.
Oh, is that all it is to you? A game? Well, if it is, I'm going home straight away.
No. Don't do that, please. I do need you here, and I'm really very grateful. In fact, I've got a little present for you here to show my appreciation.
Oh, Richard, how kind. A vanity case.
Containing what all the world's most beautiful women are wearing, he says. Look, you've got the whole range of makeup there, perfume, lipstick, rouge, blusher, nail varnish.
Oh, my. Peut-être. Mm. What an evocative name.
And exclusive.
Very brave of you, a man choosing a woman's makeup.
A husband's prerogative. You'll wear the perfume now, won't you?
Which is the scent?
Toujours. That one.
Oh, yes. Toujours.
Mm. Means forever.
I can translate the label, Richard. Forever. Best before July the 30th.
It sounds like Mademoiselle Dutoit, right on time.
How nouveau.
The helicopter?
No, being on time.
I'd better go out and meet her.
Would you sign this first?
What is it?
Our agreement.
What agreement?
You said I could have something in writing about this. That this weekend I could have rights in statu uxoria.
I'll sign it later.
Now.
Oh, all right, if you insist. Give it here.
Thank you. Now I'll disappear for a while to make myself look casual, and then would you like me to drift in casually, as if I've just been upstairs or somewhere?
Well, whatever you think is most convincing.
Right. I'll make myself scarce.
Oh, well, you'll need all this, the petite.
Will I?
Well, to make yourself look casual. Oh,
thank you very much.
Oh, mon Dieu, what a beautiful place.
Grand, but homely.
The ancient and the modern.
Yes, my wife and I are very interested in contemporary organic art.
That is a very enigmatic statue out there.
Mm, I thought so. But she wanted it so much, so what does a man do?
She certainly has an eye for the modern.
She's looking forward to meeting you. Oh, after you.
Oh, mon Dieu, isn't that a Stubbs?
Stubbs? Oh, no, that's a Bacon. Oh, no, you're right, it's a Stubbs. Do please sit down.
Merci. Lovely flowers.
My wife does them. It's a particular art of hers.
A talented lady.
Ah, here she is.
Mademoiselle, how lovely to meet you.
Madame de Vere, enchantée.
I do apologize for not being here to greet you. I was just upstairs in the bedroom making an inventory of Richard's underwear.
What?
Still, I'm sure he's been looking after you. Oh, and, Richard, I've put out a couple of your suits to go to the church jumble sale.
I'd better go and get your cases brought in.
Is Brabinger bringing tea, darling?
Would you excuse me?
Darling? Darling?
What? Oh, me? Oh. Sorry. What was that?
Is Brabinger bringing tea, darling?
I imagine so. Darling?
Thank you, darling.
Didn't mention it. Darling. Back in a minute, mademoiselle. Darling.
I have been admiring your flowers, Madame de Vere.
Oh, thank you. Yet a little lady from the village comes in to do them. She's rather good, isn't she? I'm hopeless.
Ah, I thought you are too modest.
Tea, madam.
Oh, thank you, Brabinger.
You have impeccable taste, particularly in modern art.
Oh, no, that's more Richard than me.
That sculpture out there?
That? Oh, isn't it frightful?
But your husband said you chose it.
Did he? Yes. Well, I do try to keep up to date with the fashion.
In everything, it would seem, you are wearing toujours from the peut-être range.
Oh, how clever of you.
Oh, hardly clever. One should be able to recognize one's own products.
You mean you manufacture peut-être?
Oh, didn't your husband tell you? He wants to sell the peut-être range in his supermarkets.
Does he just?
He told me you swear by it. Did you get the sample case I sent you?
Was that Oh, how rude of me. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're putting your pilot up in the coach house, if that's all right, mademoiselle.
Merci.
Are you having tea, darling?
Please, darling.
Sugar?
Darling, I don't have to tell you after all this time.
Brabinger, take this cup of tea over to Mr. Darling, please. For my husband.
Certainly, madam. Here we are. A cup of tea for Mr. Forbes Hamilton.
No, Brabinger. Mr. Forbes Hamilton is not taking tea with us today. He cried off.
He's just a neighbour,
mademoiselle. Oh, and a leading light in Richard's Pigeon Fanciers Club.
Audrey, could I have a private word with you a moment? Darling?
Of course, darling.
Excuse us a moment, mademoiselle. Over here.
Let go of my arm.
Not until you've told me what the hell you think you're doing.
Perhaps you should be telling me. Peut-être. A present from you, indeed. It was from her.
All right, but what's all this about giving my suit away as jumbo?
Authenticity.
There's no need to get carried away. And pigeons, indeed. And my picture.
Your precious bacon.
Where is it?
I'm saving it. For another day.
It's too late to do anything now. But the minute this is over, it's going right back up. And from here on in, just you watch your step.
You too. I could still sabotage this for you, you know.
I realize that. But please leave my underwear out of it, all right? Now, smile to the lady and I let go of your arm.
More tea, mademoiselle.
Merci.
That's better.
More tea for mademoiselle, darling.
More tea coming up, darling.
Miss Frobisher, to see you, madam.
Marjorie, what are you doing here?
Oh, hello, Marjorie. I'd like you to meet my guest, Mademoiselle Dutoit.
Oh, I've been dying to meet you.
How do you do? You are...
Oh, just a friend of Mr. De Vere's. And Mrs. De Vere's, too, of course.
Such a pity she can't stay. She has to get back to feed her dog.
Oh, you have a dog?
Yes, haven't you, Marjorie? At the lodge.
Oh, you mean my dog Bertie. That's the one you have to feed, isn't it? From the bowl of scraps under the draining board. Yes. Well, I'll say au revoir then, Mademoiselle Dutoit.
But nobody has told me your name.
Oh, didn't we? I'm Mrs. Forbes Hamilton from the lodge.
Ah, I'm so sorry your husband could not join us for tea.
What? And that you cannot join us for drinks. I'll see you out, Marjorie. Brabinger, do the drinks, will you? I'll have my usual.
Very good, madam. And what about you, sir? Will you be having your usual?
Please, Brabinger.
Very good, sir. By the way, what is your usual?
Oh, such an enjoyable evening. Thank you both so much.
Oh, sorry we couldn't find our wedding album.
Another time, perhaps. Another busy day tomorrow. So I say good night.
Bonsoir.
Good night.
Don't forget I'm showing you around the estate after breakfast.
I look forward to it.
Well, I think I'll turn in too.
Oh, no, you don't. You're going nowhere.
Says who?
Says me. Are you trying to make a fool of me or what?
That doesn't need any help from me.
All that rubbish about our wedding and me being sick with nerves.
I thought it would add a certain verisimilitude.
Well, whatever that is. Why has all the furniture been moved? When I throw myself into my favorite chair, I expect the damn thing to be there.
That was really frightfully funny.
Right, and I suppose you'll think it's frightfully funny if I don't clinch this deal.
Oh, don't panic, Richard. I'll soften her up in the morning.
Yes, well, by which time you'll have cooked up some more ridiculous stories about our married life.
I can always back out now.
No, no, it's too late. But I'm not sure that having you as a wife is such a good idea.
Well, I'll go home then. And you can go upstairs and get yourself propositioned.
No, no, please, don't go.
Then you can carry on where you left off. It'll probably clinch the deal for you. You know, these French femme fatale, they just love an unfaithful husband, so long as it's someone else's.
I know, but please, please stay.
Just to save your hide?
No.
Your tawdry little deal, then?
No, not even that.
I can't think why else you want me to stay.
Actually, it's because, despite everything, I quite like having you around the place.
Oh, I see. Coming up, darling.
It's all settled, darling. We've agreed terms.
Oh, we thought you'd like to see the signing of the contract since you had so much to do with it.
Oh, no, no. I leave business matters entirely to Richard, don't I, darling?
Yes, darling.
Even so, I can see you are the woman behind the man.
Oh, thank you, mademoiselle.
You are lucky to have each other.
Yes, aren't we?
Yeah. Now, if you'll sign this...
We shall need an independent witness. Perhaps Mrs. Forbes Hamilton will oblige.
Yes, of course, I'd be delighted.
Darling!
Delighted to go and give her a call. See if she can come round.
Oh, Brabinger, anyone will do.
Out of my way, Mr. Brabinger.
Oh, in that case, who's this?
Cedric.
Mother...
Pay the taxi man, Bedridge. He wants £200, and we only came from London.
Mother, you're not supposed to be back yet.
Oh, London, not what it was. So few of us English people left. Hello, Audrey. What are you doing here?
I'm watching Richard sign a contract.
And who is this, Bedridge? Introduce me.
Sorry, Mother, this is Mademoiselle Dutoit from France. This is my mother.
Enchanté. How do you do, young lady?
Mother, if I could just have a quick word with you over here.
Beatrice, what's this foreigner doing here?
Mother, I'm about to clinch a very important deal, and all you need to know is that Audrey and I are married.
Oh, what wonderful news! Oh, Audrey, congratulations, my dear. I knew it would happen one day.
Mother, I told you not to say anything.
Have I said something?
Oh, no, you've only ruined one of the most important business deals of my life.
I think what my husband is trying to say is...
Now, don't bother, Audrey. We'll have to come clean. Mademoiselle, as you probably gathered, Audrey is not my wife.
You said you were married.
Please, Mother, let me explain. Now, so I don't have a wife at all. I invented one to get out of an awkward situation the other day without offending you. And then, of course, I had to produce her.
And I volunteered for the job.
I shall quite understand if you want to cancel the deal.
Oh, certainly not. I'm flattered that you went to so much trouble. Obviously, just to spare my feelings... Besides, you forget I am in cosmetics. Masquerade is my business. It is a pleasure to deal with a man who obviously understands the business as well as I do. And almost.
Okay, so you knew all along?
Little things that only someone like me would notice. No photographs of you both together. The little looks. The odd frisson.
Oh, dear. And I thought I was giving such a good performance.
Oh, but you were. The perfect hostess. You could have lived in this house all your life. Now, I shall sign this and be on my way.
Never mind, Audrey. Maybe next time it will be a marriage certificate.
Could do worse.
You are well matched.
Just what I keep telling him. But will the boys listen to me? Of course not. What does his mother know of such things?
Thank you, Audrey. You were wonderful in the end.
Thank you.
About you and me. Do you think we are, well matched, about what she was saying?
In some ways, I suppose. We're both strong-minded. Forceful, I think the word is.
Yes, but even so. Just a minute. What's happened? There's something missing.
What do you mean?
What? My sculpture.
Oh, that monstrosity.
Where is it?
I had it moved.
You did what?
Now, Richard, she hasn't taken off yet. She's still watching us. It was spoiling the view from the window. It's in Long Meadow Copse where nobody can see it.
Well, what's it doing there?
Dispensing hay. The cows love it.
Who gave you the right to move things around on my estate?
You did. And to have my paddock refenced, my potholes filled in, not to mention the lodge roof repaired.
I did.
And you signed this, remember?
But there was nothing about all that.
Not specifically, no, but you should read the small print. It says very clearly you agree, quote, to grant all rights which exist by right of office in statu uxoria, i.e. a wife's prerogative. What happened?
There you...
Smile sweetly, wave to your lady friend. Bye!
To The Manor Born starred Penelope Keith as Audrey Forbes Hamilton, Keith Barron as Richard Devere, Angela Thorne as Marjorie Frobisher, Marjorie Withers as Mrs. Polovitska, Nicholas McArdle as Brabinger and Rula Lenska as Mademoiselle Dutoit. It was written by Peter Spence and produced by Jane Bertram.